When I pulled up to the Home Depot the other day to buy some insulation for this basement that I'm finishing, I saw all the usual suspects. Some pink fiberglass, some rock wool, but what really caught me off guard was denim insulation. Yes, denim, as in recycled jeans and jean jackets and maybe even some jorts, thank you Tobias Funke, and whatever other jout fits people may have thrown away at some point. I had no idea what denim insulation even was or why a huge store like Home Depot would be carrying this, but as it turns out, it was the only available option for the situation that I was in this basement. So I insulated every exterior wall of this basement with denim insulation and I learned a few things along the way. Denim insulation is very different than fiberglass and certainly very different than rock wool insulation. So I want to do some comparisons today to see where this relative newcomer to the insulation world fits in amongst its compatriots. So we're going to take a look at several different things. And one of the first things you'll notice, besides the fact that it's blue, which is very different, is that it's soft. This stuff is not irritating. It's not going to get on your skin and cause you to be all itchy. You can rub this on your arms or your face and it doesn't matter. It actually feels kind of nice. It's just like a squishy pillow. So it's pretty nice stuff. Now, in addition, that means you're likely not going to need as much PPE while you're working with it. Now, in order to compare this to the fiberglass and the rock wool, we're going to start with cost and talk about why this is priced the way it is. Once we've identified cost, we're going to talk through availability, thermal transmission, comfort and safety, how it handles fire, its acoustic properties, moisture control, and installation ease. We'll run through all of these briefly to take a look at whether this makes sense and if this is a viable product in the market today and why a huge store like Home Depot is carrying this right alongside rock wool and fiberglass. Let's jump right into cost. This stuff costs a little bit more than fiberglass. Fiberglass currently comes in at $7.62 to fill one 8-foot stud bay, 16 inches on center, using 2x4s. This Henry UltraTouch denim insulation costs about 29% more than that. It comes in at $9.82 to fill that same stud bay. And lastly, Owens Corning R13 Thermofiber, which is their mineral wool offering, comes in at a whopping $15.82 per bay. The mineral wool is essentially twice as much as fiberglass, and the denim insulation fits somewhere in the middle there and much closer to the lower side, to the fiberglass side, which is great. So just something to keep in mind when we're talking about whether this is worth what you pay for it. Now, the next big factor is availability, which is actually what drove me to create this video in the first place. If you walk into a Lowe's, a Home Depot, an Ace Hardware, there's a really good chance, at least in